Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we'll deliver some wheat planting news, let all the farmers and livestock producers know about the upcoming drought program coming October 10th in Inman, and announce the ending of this year's farmers market. But first, last week marked National Farm Safety and Health Week. Let's not forget that our Kansas ag producers and their business partners are not only an important part of our economy in Kansas, but an important part of our rural communities. Losing a producer to a farm accident can affect much more than the operation of the farm. It can take a vital person from our community. Agriculture safety focuses on total health of agriculture workers, including healthy habits like sleep, diet, mental health, and safety for the entire family around the farm. This includes safety around equipment, including tractors and ATVs on and off the roads, as well as hearing and vision and skin protection and working in the elements, both when it's hot and cold outside. Mental health is also important. Farmers have high levels of stress, which make the rural suicide rate high. Mental clarity is an important aspect to safety too. It is important that producers and ag workers remain in the moment when doing all tasks. We all know that some routine chores can become dangerous if we let our minds wander and our regard for safety be forgotten. Many programs also are available for women who are taking a larger part in agriculture. These programs include maintaining strong bones, avoiding secondary injury, and working smarter. Let's do our part to create safe work habits and ensure safety on our farms and ranches. Call the Extension office for more details. And now for our program calendar. Forage and cattle management considerations for this fall and leading into next year will be the emphasis for area producers. And to help these local producers, McPherson County, along with Reno County, will be having a drought program October 10th in Inman at 6 p.m. to help producers make decisions on the limited forage production and high feed costs. Many producers are already called and weaned earlier than normal to decrease forage demand, and going forward, additional adjustments may be needed for the fall and winter. Forages that have been grown may have issues with high nitrates and prussic acid, which can be deadly if mismanaged. Many may need to use unfamiliar feedstuffs with unique management considerations. This meeting will include feedstuffs and projecting hay inventory needs, management strategies to avoid nitrate and prussic acid poisoning, considerations for feeding cows and backgrounding calves with limited forages, and health concerns. Plan now to come October 10th to the meeting in Inman. For our wheat farmers, with the moisture and cooler weather, wheat producers will be itching to get out and plant their wheat in the ground. But please don't forget to kill all your volunteer wheat 2 weeks prior to planting to break the bridge for the control of the wheat curl mite and wheat streak mosaic. Early sowing of wheat can lead to several problems, from increased chances of insects or mite transmitted varial diseases to decreased emergence due to the high temperatures and its consequences on wheat germination of particular varieties. Ideally, growers would consider planting around the optimum window, and that's around the 10th to the 15th of October. But if planting early due to moisture availability or a dual-purpose system, growers should consider selecting wheat varieties with tolerance to the major yield-reducing factors for their region. Growers should strongly consider a seed treatment with both fungicide and insecticide if planting wheat early in Kansas. Last Saturday was the last farmers market of the year. I would like to thank all the vendors and all the community members for making the market a success again this year. Our vendors are already preparing for next year's farmers market that will start right back here in the Round Top building on the campus of the McPherson 4-H Fairgrounds next May. Again, this is Shad Marston, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a good start to your week.